Odi, odi, places. In this lesson, we are going to learn how to call names of places in Kwen language. Mutana, mutana, the market. Awas, awas, the hospital. Ntoo, ntoo, the palace. Afo, afo, the farm. Ndia, ndia, house. Ndianywe, ndianywe, the church. Ndianwara, ndianwara, the school. Ndiankaba, ndiankaba, the bank. Ndiantena, ndiantena, the basement. Ndiakoona, ndiakoona, upstairs. Nki, nki, the stream. Ako'o, ako'o, the restroom. Adi'ifa'a, adi'ifa'a, the job site. Adi'i nudor, adi'i nudor, the park, the playground. Adi'i kungs, adi'i kungs, a meeting place. Adi'i diamo, adi'i diamo, a birth celebration. Adi'i zo'o, adi'i zo'o, a wedding. Adi'i bena, adi'i bena, a concert, a dance, a show. Atienta'a, atienta'a, the hilltop. Ntsonki, ntsonki, the river bank or the seashore. Mfuungo'o, mfuungo'o, a cave. These are some of the places we go to in Kwen language. In the next episode, we are going to use them in sentences. Don't miss it. Liba di izudu ata ma bina nungo o ne abong ne la a. Bina viti ibong ne bu di izudu. Ma mzi irna muma ma yindang tene. O kane sa. Take note that we have a di e, a di e, for places, various different places. Then we have adi'i, adi'i, one place or a place, singular. So adi'i is the plural form of adi'i. Also, the prefix ndia comes before the noun church, school, bank, basement, upstairs, because we don't have particular names for those places. So the prefix ndia with another noun to show what kind of house it is. Ndianywe, the direct translation is the house of God. Ndianwa'are, the house of book. Ndiankaba, the house of money. Ndiantena, the lower or the downer house. Ndiakoona, the upper house. Other examples are Ndiakunga, the house of meeting. Ndiabena, the dance hall. Ndianukanga, a story building. Or a skyscraper. Ndiamelo'o, a bar. Ndiamejia, a restaurant.